know we've brought it up a few times today. Not that Trey Palmer, and it's not really against Trey Palmer, but we do this sometimes where we take guys and because they've come from LSU or Ohio State, hey, we don't just have to single out Trey Palmer. We could say Tyreek Johnson, right? Five-star. He was at Ohio State. Was there for a few years, couldn't get on the field. And guess what? He came here and couldn't get on the field either. He can't get on the field either. Like, I don't know. It doesn't have to work 100% that way every single time. But I do think that's why I'm really on this FCS train here for Nebraska, for them to go into that world more. And not that they can't have guys from there who won't work out either. But those guys have been on the field, they've been in moments, and they have produced. Can you translate it to the next level? Yeah, there's a different level of athleticism and what's going on around you. But you have experience producing. I mean, that usually translates. Usually translates. Well, you've seen it in the NFL from the college level all the time. Guys wouldn't, NFL teams used to never take shots on guys from small schools. It's like, yeah, we'd rather take our chances with the backup lineman from Nebraska. Maybe those guys would have good careers. But teams are starting to figure out, hey, let's look at this career at South Dakota State. Oh, it was pretty good, and he's a little bit undersized, but, man, he produced. This is something that we could take a look at. It works. It translates from high school to college as well. He played at a small school. He didn't really play against anybody, but, man, he put up some wild numbers. Can that guy play? It's maybe not translate exactly one-to-one, but he has experience doing that.
I've seen at Iowa Western just a number of D1 programs like Iowa and, you know, Memphis, Louisville, places like that come in and go, okay, why is he here? Like, no, what? Why didn't he go to Power 5 school? Because he's good enough to play Power 5. And so often the coaches go, yeah, nobody found him. Nobody found him. We found him.
Weird.
Yeah.
In a world where it feels like there is no hiding anymore.
Exactly.
There's still those guys.
Oh, yeah. And he was not recruited coming out of high school.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, predictions. A few things from the weekend. We have a couple NBA things that we need to check in on. And the local baseball. Okay, so we have three local baseball games down already. Omaha gets a win last night. Creighton gets a win last night. Nebraska, six games left. Over under a loss and a half more this weekend combined.
You're normally a very good
number setter.
Way over.
Over? You think Nebraska's just going to get swept out of the weekend?
They'll lose at least one more.
Well, that's only one.
And then I just need one from the other five.
Yep.
I like my chances.
Omaha, St. Thomas, Creighton, and Villanova. I think Creighton's sweeping. I think UNO's sweeping. So you think Nebraska's going to get swept? Honestly, I wouldn't be terribly surprised.
If they lose tonight, why would they not just pack it in and go, you know what? This is the end of a long year. Let's just get these 27 outs. Also, Omaha lost to St. Thomas yesterday.
No, I thought they won.
Thursday, May 19th, 6-4 loss.
Oh, God.
Tommy's had a 5-run fifth. Omaha only scored in the third inning.
I must have stopped paying attention after the fourth.
It does look that way. It does look like you might have seen 4-0 in the fourth and went, you know what? I'll chalk that up.
I thought I saw a graphic going around last night. I was wrong. I still have confidence in my guys. The Mavs.
State champs.
Maverick Mojo, why fight it? Two more losses. You're going over?
Yep.
Under.
Two losses?
Under two. It's a loss and a half. Oh, so I guess it's
there will be two losses.
So you think my number's too low? You think it should be 2.5?
2.5, I would have to think about it long and hard. Just there's only 6 left.
All right, I'll go over 1.5.
I as well.
I made the number. So it's hard for me to bet because I am the book. Kind of feels like cheating in a way. Even though I'm an idiot, I didn't even know that Omaha lost last night because I thought I saw that they won.
Quite all right. St. Thomas, why would you think Omaha had lost to St. Thomas? Why would you think that?
There's no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will the Warriors be in a position to sweep after Sunday night?
They're going to play tonight, and they're going to play Sunday.
Yes.
So you're saying, will the Warriors be up 3-0 when we do this show Monday?
Correct.
That includes a Sunday Game 3 home game in Dallas. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Felt like a bit of a statement in that first game. But yeah, we loved overreactions in the playoffs. I think Dallas gets one of the next two.
There have been 21 games in this NBA postseason decided by 20 or more points. So when you see a team blow out another team, it might not be the statement that we think it is, but I mean, Luka is by himself. And the Warriors can see the finals right there.
The question is, are they that much better than the Mavs? I don't know that they are. I don't know the Mavs are very good. I just don't know if the Warriors should be the, you know, hey, I think they're going to run away. You know, like dominant teams sweep.
I think they can also see a long series brewing in the East, and they could go, hey, you know, if we do what we're supposed to do, if we keep our foot on their throat, we can have 4, 5, 6 days off
okay. And
rest up. Let's do it.
I will answer no to that question that I asked.
I will say yes, but I totally understand why somebody would go, no, they're not going to sweep. It's the Western Conference Finals. Luka is going to Luka at some point.
Game 3 in the East, Boston, a 6-point favorite against Miami. 7:30 Saturday.
In Boston. I don't know who's going to win, but I'll say this. Winner of Game 3 wins the whole series.
Hmm.
Everybody's back for Boston. Both teams have notched one blowout over the other. I mean, what am I not going to pick Boston? I'll pick Boston.
Big Boston guy.
And Celtics, stop showing that douche nozzle who runs barstool courtside. Like,
guy?
Don't.
Dave?
You don't need to put him in your social media presence. Like, just.
Oh, is he on there a lot?
What, last night they were like, look who's sitting courtside. And it's him, tank jersey, no shirt underneath it, just looking like the president of Barstool.
Well,
people like it. You like it. That's great. I'm not judging you.
Who likes it?
Frat boys? I don't know.
Gotcha.
Assaulters? What was that?
Give me the Celtics.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Except for you don't want me picking your team.
Oh, that's right. You're terrible at this.
Yes. Correct.
I just got so excited.
Yeah. Bad deal for you. And that is the weekend predictions. There is a horse race again this weekend.
Yes, yes. It's
but
all,
it's been rendered completely useless because the Kentucky Derby winner isn't in it.
Can I just do this now? Because I felt obligated to put it in what to watch. The second leg of the Triple Crown won't have the Derby winner. I don't know how to sell this to you, but it is on TV, 6 o'clock Saturday, NBC, the Preakness. There, we've covered the Preakness.
It's appreciated. We also have the PGA Championship, which is going on right now. By the way, Justin Thomas has stormed out in front today. Whoa. He fired off a 67. So back-to-back 67s for him give him the tournament lead at 6-under. Rory still hasn't. Rory's about to tee off, or just teed off on the first. Yes, looks like he's walking down the first fairway now. It's getting windier and windier. Do you have a guy?
Me?
Yeah.
Is John Daly still contending?
Let's hold on. I haven't checked on him in a while.
How has his Friday gone?
Johnny he shot an even par 72 yesterday. No. He shot.
He was better than even yesterday, wasn't he? Must have slipped on the last few holes.
Why is this scoreboard like this? He is plus two for the tournament.
Yes. Even today, through three, he's tied for 45th.
He probably will not be involved in the weekend's proceedings.
You know what?
The leaderboard, the top of the leaderboard.
I know.
He might make the cut, though.
I know so little about golf and predicting a winner in golf that I don't want to jinx your favorite golfer if you're listening. So I will say John Daly wins the PGA Championship.
Thank you.
You heard it here first.
I need Xander Schauffele this weekend. And he shot 2 under yesterday. He shot a 68 yesterday. So I'm that's who I'm rooting for. But usually going to be the guys at the top in a tournament like this.
Yeah.
Tough conditions.
Especially with the elements today. 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Yep. So wouldn't be surprised if it was a pretty fun leaderboard at the end. Or a guy who keeps it steady. How about Matt Kuchar? Matt Kuchar always there on the final day of the major. Never really a threat to win, but always a threat to be in a top 10. So watch out for him as well. All right. We will come back. We will round up the poll questions because we have a bunch of them today. We'll tell you what to watch tonight. Next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.